Welcome to Advisory Insights Podcast, brought to you by Obermann Law Firm, a leading law firm serving clients across multiple industries and sectors on a local, regional, and national basis. And now, here's your host, Stuart Obermann.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Advisory Insights. Stuart Obermann here, your host. Today, I want to talk about the Department of Labor issues new independent contractor rule. So let's take a look at a little bit of what has occurred in sort of the history of this. So on January 10th, 2024, the U.S. Department of Labor issued a final rule in the Federal Registry, right? Everything with the federal government is a final rule. So let's examine that. So what it does, it replaces and rescinds the Department of Labor's previous independent contractor test. So the rule addresses how to determine whether a worker is a properly classified independent contractor and whether or not the employee comes under the Fair Labor Standards Act, the FLSA. So let's take a look at first and foremost, as we all know, independent contractors are self-employed, right? And employees that work 40 hours or more get 1.5% overtime. So that's per week. Now, it's not bi-weekly, but it's weekly. So independent contractors are not paid for overtime. But I think before we delve into what happened in the final rule, you know, back in 1987, the IRS issued 20-factor test, Rule 87.41. I always say that is an extraordinary good guidance as to whether or not a person, individual, is an independent contractor. The rules are going to change. They're going to modify a little bit. But I think that that is really good guidance as a whole regarding time, place, and manner. So as we look at the 2024 final rule, it's going to be codified in 29 CFR Part 795. So it essentially, in a lot of ways, resembles the 2022 rule. But now with the 2024 rule, it outlines six factors, which are: one, opportunity for profit or loss, depending on the managerial skill, investments by the worker and the potential employer, degree of permanency of the working relationship between the parties, the nature and degree of control, again, control, time, place, or manner. Number five, extent to which the work performed is an integral part of the employer's business. We want to look at whether or not that independent contractor is solely employed by a single employer, or whether or not there's multiple employers, multiple 1099s that an independent contractor will receive. And then we look at the workers, the independent contractor's skill and initiative. So the final rule is scheduled to take place on March 11th, 2024. So I would expect, and the commentary is such, that there's probably going to be changes potentially and challenges, but you need to look at what the relationship is. I go back to the IRS 87.41 rule back in 87. Look at time, place, and manner. That is the key. Now, with that being said, in some states, the State Department of Labor will control whether or not that particular individual is a independent contractor. So you'll not only need to look at the IRS, but you're going to need to look at what exactly the state rule is. You can never discard a state rule for independent contractor. So folks, that's a very, very, very brief summary as to a very complex issue. Look at what your status is with your independent contractors, whether or not you fall into that particular scenario, whether or not you fit within the playground, if you will, of the guidance that IRS and also local states have provided for the Department of Labor. Folks, thanks for joining us. Stuart Obermann here, your host. If you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call. 770-886-2400, or email Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, at obermanlaw.com. Thanks and have a fantastic day.